Well, here I am back, still in Hull today on December 30th, 2023, preaching out in Monument Bridge, probably my favourite place when I preached in Hull. It's very busy today, that's great, and there's quite a lot of building work going around, but it's all quiet, because of the time of year that it is, and we'll see how we get on, by God's grace. Well, good afternoon. It's my privilege to be here, and I'm here to speak about Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world, and to declare that there is salvation in no other name, none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only name whereby we can be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, the Bible tells us. If you call on the Lord Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. If you do not call on him, your sins remain upon you, and you are under the wrath of God and facing that judgment which comes from Almighty God. Now there is a wrath to come, and there is a judgment to come. And we must repent of our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in accordance with the commands of God. Then if we repent of our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then and only then can we find the salvation that comes from God. Do you know Jesus Christ? Have you found Jesus Christ? Because the Lord Jesus is the only one who can take away your sin. He is the only one that can make peace between you and Almighty God. He is the only one that can save you from your sins and deliver you from the wrath to come and give you everlasting life. For God so loved the world, the Bible tells us, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And only the Lord Jesus Christ will give you that life. Only the Lord Jesus. The Bible says in him was life, and that life was the light of men. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Do you know the light of the world? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible says that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness comprehends it not. That darkness is the darkness of our hearts. That darkness is the darkness of our sin natures. We are corrupt, we are bad, we are wrong. At the very heart, at the very core, at the very centre of our souls and our being, we have a sin nature and we are guilty before God and we are condemned justly by Almighty God on account of our sins. That is why we need Jesus Christ. We must turn from our sins and we must believe on the Lord Jesus if we are to escape the fires of hell and the wrath of God on the day of his wrath, on the day of judgment. If you find Jesus Christ, you will find salvation. You will find everlasting life and the mercy that comes from Almighty God found in Jesus Christ alone, because he is the Saviour of the world. Comes that vacuum cleaner again. The Lord Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. He was resurrected from the dead. He is not dead. He is risen. Jesus Christ was seen by many witnesses after his resurrection. And then he ascended to heaven through the clouds. And he is seated on the throne of heaven today in all the glory, in all the majesty that belongs to Almighty God alone. Because all the glory that belongs to God belongs to Jesus. Because he is God the Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And very soon he will be revealed on the clouds of heaven. Now the Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Now that includes England, a nation that has forgotten God, a church that has turned away from God. The Church of England is teaching and blessing things in its buildings which are an abomination to Almighty God. They are blessing sodomy in the churches now. This is absolute wickedness before Almighty God. Because of the sin of Sodom, God poured out fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah. When the archbishops and the bishops and the vicars and the curates, they choose to bless what God hates, what God has cursed in their buildings, God's wrath is revealed from heaven against them. And then we have the rise of Islamism in the United Kingdom. And I tell you the truth, If the Church of England has provoked the wrath of God against herself, there is no defence against Islam, except faithful, Bible-believing Christianity. Humanism will not protect you from Islam. Wokeism will not protect you from Islam. The only thing that will protect you from Islam is the contents of this book, the Bible. And I remind you that only the Lord Jesus Christ said, love your enemies. Islam never taught that. Islam never taught us to love our enemies. Only the Lord Jesus Christ taught us to love our enemies. I can't hear a word you're saying. I can't hear a word you're saying, sir. If you've got a good question, come and ask it closer, because I'll answer it. Well, if you don't come here and ask it, I can't, because I can't hear it. Jesus, Islam won't save you. Islam is a false religion. Muhammad is a false prophet. Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Yes, but Jesus said before Abraham was, I am. Jesus existed for eternal ages before Abraham came into this world. The Lord Jesus is both God and man, the eternal God and man become flesh. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit. He was born of the Virgin Mary. And the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to seek sinners and to save that which was lost. We are lost and ruined and damned in our sins because we don't know the salvation that comes from God. It comes through Jesus Christ alone. God only sent one Saviour into the world. That Saviour was His Son. That Son is Jesus Christ. And He went to the cross of Calvary to die upon the cross. Now they no longer preach that in these Anglican churches. They bless sodomy, which God hates. And I tell you, it's a wonder that God has not poured out fire and brimstone on our cathedrals and on our churches and on our abbeys, because they are blessing sodomy in the precincts of the churches. A thing which God hates. A thing which is against His word. A thing which is anti-Christian. A thing which is morally corrupt. A thing that is perverse and wicked. Sodomy, blessed in the churches. This is an abomination to Almighty God. These are fearful times. Times when the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. And God looks at the heart, and He sees your heart, and He sees my heart. And He says the wages of sin is death. And it's not just death in this world. We might die of a heart attack. We might get knocked down by a bus. We might be blown up in an explosion. It's not just death in this world. It is eternal death. There is a second death. The Bible says, whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Are you ready to be cast into the lake of fire for eternity? Because you will be if you don't find Jesus Christ. And if you don't turn from your sins... Thank you. Yes, bless you. If you don't turn from your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and find the salvation that comes from Almighty God, then your sins remain upon you and you are lost and damned and ruined in your sins. You had time to consider these things. But God could take you to Him at any time, and then comes judgment. After death comes judgment. And we must turn from our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we find Him, He will have mercy on us. He will save you. The Lord Jesus loved sinners and died in the place of sinners. And the Lord Jesus will save you from your sin. And the Lord Jesus will have mercy on you and give you life if only you turn. But you must repent. You must acknowledge your sins. You must confess your sins to God in your heart. You must confess your sins to Almighty God and repent of your sins and turn from your sins and put away your sins and look to Jesus Christ and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and cast yourself on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because without the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. Without the Saviour whom God sent into this world to be the Saviour of the world, you cannot escape the fires of hell or the wrath of God or the judgment to come. There is only one Saviour, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And He alone will deliver you from the wrath to come. And He alone will have mercy on you. And He alone will give you salvation and take away your sin. Now Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, Jesus said, though he were dead, yet shall he live. There is a resurrection, and the Lord Jesus told us about this. There is a resurrection to everlasting life, and there is a resurrection to everlasting damnation and torment in hell fire. Now all you need to do to go to hell is carry on in your sins, carry on without Jesus Christ, carry on without knowing God, carry on without repentance, carry on as you are, carry on believing that you're good enough to go to heaven, carry on believing that God is somehow obliged to save you, that somehow you're better than others, that somehow God will let you into His kingdom. All you have to do is carry on believing that, and you will die in your sins, and you will hear these terrifying words from the Lord Jesus Christ. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. We are all sinners. We are all guilty before Almighty God. There is none righteous. No, not one. We are all under the wrath of God. We are all condemned. There is none righteous, the Bible says. No, not one. There is none righteous. No, not one. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all together become corrupt. Now when God sees your heart, He sees oceans of corruption and wickedness. The human heart, the Bible tells us, is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. So you might be telling yourself that you're not wicked.
I am not wicked.
And you might be telling yourself that others aren't wicked. But the Bible says that the human heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. If you haven't repented of your sins, you have a heart of stone. And you need to repent of your sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't believe there's wickedness in the world, how can you believe that you have repented? If there's no wickedness in you, what have you repented for? We're all sinners. We're all guilty before Almighty God, and we are all condemned justly by a holy God, a righteous God, a God who dwells in unapproachable light, a God who is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. One lie would see you cast into hell for eternity. God hates lying lips. God is the God of judgment, of wrath, and God says that the wicked shall be turned into hell. And that includes the wicked of hell, who are under the wrath of God for their sins and need to repent and turn from their sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, lest they perish in their sins. Whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now you see, some of you will joke about hell, but hell is no joke. Hell isn't like an endless New Year's Eve party. God knows about your partying. He knows about your drunkenness. He knows about your sexual immorality. He knows about your coarse jesting and your swearing and your lusting and every kind of wickedness. He knows the hidden things of shame that no one else knows about. And God says the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Not you will go to heaven because God is obliged to save everybody because that's His job. God is of purer eyes than to behold iniquity. God is a God who hates sin, and God will judge sinners on account of their sin. Well, many people in Africa are believing this, sir. Many people in Hull are rejecting it. This is the only message that will give you everlasting life. This is the only message that can make you right with God. This is the only message that will save you from your sins. Your foul language, God won't let you into His heaven with that foul language, with that foul mouth, sir. He will not let you into heaven with that swearing and that corruption and that wickedness. Jesus tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Our very words condemn us. Our very throat is an open tomb. Our very words condemn us to hell, fire, and damnation. Why should God let somebody who swears into his heaven? Why should God let the fornicator, or the adulterer, or the sexually immoral, or the luster, or the covetous, or the idolater into his heaven? Why should he? Why should God let you into his heaven? He shouldn't. He cannot let you into his heaven because your sins have separated you from him. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all the nations that forget God, England is a nation that has forgotten God. And we must repent of our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what God commands us to do. That is what God requires of you. That you repent of your sin and you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the saving of your soul. That's why Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary. That's what he was nailed to that cross. That is why he bled there. That is why he died there, so that we who are sinners might find mercy. So that we who are dead in our trespasses and in our sins might find the salvation that comes from Almighty God. Now, of how much greater condemnation do you think you will be worthy if you reject so great a salvation? If God sent his Son into the world, if God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life, of how much greater condemnation do you think you are worthy if you neglect so great a salvation? When God has sent his Son before you, when God sent his Son, when the Father sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world to be the Saviour of the world, to die upon that cross in the place of sinners like you and me, and to lay down his life in the place of sinners, unworthy, vile, wretched, corrupt, foul-mouthed, dark-hearted, unbelieving sinners such as you and me. If God sent his Son into the world to be the Saviour of the world, then of how much greater condemnation do you suppose you will be worthy of if you hear this gospel, if you hear this gospel, and you pass on and perish? You don't believe it. You won't have Jesus Christ to reign over you. You will not have him to save you from your sins. You will not have him to deliver you from the wrath to come. You will not trust in his blood. The Bible tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ. So if you are trusting in anything other than the blood, you know, I find that extraordinary. You're loving being entertained by somebody singing and dancing. Is that your life? Is that all you've got? Singing and dancing, is that all you've got? That's not going to save you from the wrath of God. That's not going to deliver you from the wrath of God. The Bible says, what is your life? What is your life? What is the meaning in your life? What is the purpose in your life? Why are you here? Why do you live? Why do you believe? Well, the Bible says that God made us. He made us for his glory. We are made male and female in the image of God. We are made for the glory of God. But the God who holds our breath in his hands, him we have not glorified. So your life's but a vapour, here today, gone tomorrow. What will you do with Jesus Christ? There is a wrath to come. There is a judgment to come. Your foul mouth condemns you before God. You need to repent of your foul language. You need to repent of your foul language. And you need to turn from your foul language and your swearing and your throat, which is an open tomb. God's judgment against you for your foul language is just. God's judgment against you for your swearing is just. God's judgment against you for your blasphemies is just and righteous and holy. And for your swearing and your foul mouth, And for your blasphemies, God will cast you into hell fire for eternity. There is a wrath to come. There is a judgment to come. And we need to flee from the wrath to come. And we need to turn from our sins. And we need to cast ourselves on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friends, without Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. Without Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. He is the only one that died for sinners. He never sinned. The Lord Jesus never swore. The Lord Jesus never cursed. The Lord Jesus always loved his Father in heaven with all of his heart, with all of his soul, with all of his mind, and with all of his strength. The Lord Jesus Christ loved his Father like that. We, on the other hand, love darkness rather than light. And because we love darkness rather than light, because we have sinful, corrupt, wicked hearts, we hide from the light. And there is no sin and there is no wickedness that we will not turn to or descend to or adopt or adapt in order to run from God. That's why you have teachers teaching the wickedness of transgender ideology in the schools. In reality, at heart, at root, what we are doing is hiding from God. The God who made us. The God who made the heavens and the earth. The God who made all things for his own glory. The God, my friends, who made us for his own glory. The God who holds us accountable for our sins.
Amen.
The God before whom we must stand.
Hallelujah.
The God before whom we must stand. The God to whom we must give an account. Imagine yourself standing before God on the day of judgment and giving an account. And he says, on such and such a day, on December the 30th, 2023, you heard a preacher preaching this gospel and you passed on and perished in your sins because you would not turn from your sins and your foul language and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord of heaven and earth. Let me ask you a question, sir. If you're so concerned about Africa, why are you not in Africa doing what you consider to be good? Why don't you? I'm telling you the truth, sir. Unless you repent of your sins, you will go to hell. And unless you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. You can't. And your self-righteousness, what about, never mind the people in Africa, sir, what about your sins? What about your corruptions? What about your foul mouth and your foul language? You see, God isn't going to, no, you haven't paid for your corruptions. Only the Lord Jesus Christ has paid for sin. I know that, that's very clear. And your foul language, God will not allow you into his heavenly place unless you repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and find the salvation which comes from Almighty God. Turn from your sins. Turn and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him, on the Lord Jesus Christ, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus and you'll have life. Without him you can't be saved. Without Jesus.
The only thing is that you read the Bible.
I do.
And I do take a lot of what the Bible says. But I just think there's a higher entity than Jesus.
Well, let's go to the Ten Commandments. Where do you think the Ten Commandments came from?
I actually think that if you actually look at a lot of the actual scripture and actually the way that the Bible actually reads.
Okay, you haven't answered the question. Okay, you've read the Bible, you've read the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Okay, can you name the Ten Commandments?
I can name some of them.
Okay,
I've had one or two today, so
God will judge you according to all of those commandments. The first one of the ten is, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Yes.
So those commandments come from God, and those are the commandments that we've broken. Every one of us has broken them.
If I'm really honest with you, but I think the Ten Commandments are actually a set of rules set by society, by a higher being than God.
Well, there is no higher being than God. There is only one God, and He made the heavens and the earth.
I actually believe that God was actually a much higher and advanced being than ourselves.
Okay, but you don't get that from the Bible. God is infinitely greater than us. That's absolutely true. And the first verse in the Bible, let's be fair, I need to speak. The first verse in the Bible is, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. He made all things. He made you for His glory. But you've broken His commandments. Now, if you break God's commandments, why should He let you into His heavenly place?
He should let me into His heavenly place because I haven't broken His commandments.
Have you ever blasphemed His name?
I have, yes.
Okay, well, in which case you have broken His commandments.
But
The third commandment is, I shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
But you prove to me that God exists.
Well, I believe in Him with all my heart. The Bible says that. The Bible says.
Proof is two different
okay,
things.
But do you believe that God doesn't exist?
I don't believe He doesn't exist.
Okay. Right. I think you are a man of faith, but I find my faith to be far more profound and realistic than yours.
I believe with all my heart. I think a Vauxhall Cavalier is a car, but I also think that it's called a Vauxhall Cavalier.
I believe in all my heart.
I believe that
Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world.
I am.
And I believe that He is the only one that can take away your sin. Blasphemy is a horrible sin.
Jesus Christ.
God says He will not.
Do you think Jesus Christ?
You don't know if there's a God, but you blaspheme His name. Do you not think you're storing up wrath for yourself on the day of God's wrath?
Do you think Jesus Christ actually was a being that had actually better technology than ourselves?
No, I don't. It's got nothing to do with technology. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
He rose from a cave, which could actually be.
Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ is God. God's power isn't technology. It's the power of God. It's infinite.
To be fair,
He's a spirit. God is a spirit. Before there was a universe, there was God.
We've advanced to the point where we actually got power of what God and Jesus Christ has.
No, you haven't. Absolutely not. No, you haven't.
Can we bring people
so
back
Jesus
from the
Christ
dead?
Is the Savior we, of the world, and He will save you from your sin.
We cannot bring people.
You're wrong. We can't bring people back from the dead. The resurrection was unique. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. We will all be judged by God according to His commandments.
Amen.
Thank you for filming. Who are you?
I'm the same man as you are.
Okay, good. Have we met before?
I'm a street preacher.
Oh, very good. Yes, I don't know if we met before, but are you going to put that on YouTube?
What?
Are you likely to put that on YouTube or somewhere?
I do put on Facebook.
Okay, good, good, good.
I do film for Facebook.
Good, good.
But I was preaching here yesterday.
Yes, yes. Wonderful. This is a great place to preach. You keep it up, brother.
It was prepared. And today...
Do you live in Hull?
No, I'm visiting. I live in Norway.
Okay. Well, the Lord... That's wonderful that you live in Norway. And there's a Christian who preaches in Norway. So.
Yeah, I preach every week on the streets of Oslo.
Excellent.
So, I came to visit my brother.
My card.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. I don't know if we met before. Are you from somewhere?
I've never been to Norway.
Where you live in Hull?
In Hull. Well, I don't live here now, but I moved away from here 6 months ago, and I lived here for 3 years before that. So,
okay.
So I was here very regularly. But it's a very good place to preach.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, I'm just going to switch that off now. But God bless you in your preaching.